Shannon, Friday marks the retirement of a 30-plus career at Baxter Health. In some ways, does it feel like you grew up here?
Yes. It totally feels like I grew up here. I started here at the age of 20. I'd been practicing nursing. I was out of nursing school in 89, so I went right to work at Arkansas Children's and practiced there for a year, and just couldn't handle the city life because I grew up in the country, and so I started here when I was 20 years old.
How many different hats have you served at Baxter Health?
You know, we just had nursing forums, and that was one of the trivia questions. I want to say seven, eight, something like that.
Served in the role as chief nursing officer for the past 8 years?
8.5 years. August will be nine. Would have been 9 years.
Biggest challenge in your role as CNO?
Biggest challenge probably was really trying to create a culture of trust. And it sounds kind of hokey, but really a culture of trust and love. And when I first came into this position, I'm speaking in the Department of Nursing, there didn't seem to be the primary goal. And so I just really embedded myself in the nursing world with the nurses at the bedside and put together a nursing leadership team that wanted the same thing that I wanted. And it happened.
So many times you and the nurses always talk about what you do for the patients of Baxter Health. It has been your job to take care of the nurses who take care of the patients. What has that role meant to you?
100%. I think that, you know, they always ask you in interviews, what's your leadership style? And mine has always been one I had defined before it was even in the literature, which is servant leadership. And when people know that you're here to advocate for them, and to put things in place to help them take care of their patients and to help them take care of their families at home, then they feel that you are part of them. You're not above them. You're not below them. You're with them. I've never looked at this position personally as an executive position. I'm a partner with the nurses and the support staff. And I hope, I think, I've always portrayed that.
Not many fully understand and grasp the mental health aspects that our nurses are dealing with post-COVID, post-pandemic. Can we even really grasp what all our nurses and teachers, I kind of talk about them in the same, our nurses and teachers have gone through in the past few years to get to this point?
No, I don't think there's any way to describe what the COVID pandemic was like for healthcare providers. And I'll speak to nursing because that's my department, but really watching it day in and day out, taking care of people that you knew weren't going to survive, taking care of people that there was nothing you could do to alleviate their suffering, which is what nursing is all about. We either help people get better or we alleviate their suffering as they pass, and we weren't able to do either. The only thing we could give them was our love. And day in and day out, it just wore on the staff. And if you were a bedside nurse and really never directly took care of a COVID patient, your unit was suffering still because of the nurses that we had to pull to the COVID unit to do it. So everybody suffered. And I think people really reevaluated their careers and their life and their life goals and what was more important in their life than their career.
And you're still working to get the hospital back to the point that it was before then.
Still working. And I think we've had many discussions about we're grieving the loss of what we had pre-COVID. And we've got to stop, figure out how to quit grieving it and settle in with a new normal. And it's really hard to do. People's thoughts about what's happened are all different. And their thoughts about the work environment are different. And their thoughts about what's most important to them are different. And as nursing leaders, we have to figure out how to meet that and how to create a different space for people to want to be in nursing.
Baxter Health was designated as magnet status, one of your crowning achievements for your career. They're going through the redesignation process now. Just a handful of hospitals in the state of Arkansas have that achievement. What has that meant for Baxter Health?
Oh, I'd like to say it probably meant, this is me speaking from being here, I think it probably meant more to our organization than any other organization I could think about. We're in a rural setting. We don't have the financial or labor resources that bigger city hospitals have. I don't know of a hospital that has achieved magnet recognition without consultants that they pay millions of dollars for. I know Arkansas Children's had consultants, St. Vincent's had consultants. We just, number one, couldn't afford it, but number two, knew that we didn't need it. We're smart. Just because we're a small hospital doesn't mean we don't have all those letters behind our name. And I think the fact that we did it with our own brain power, our own resources, and our own way was something I can never take for granted, be grateful for. You know, only 30% of the hospitals achieve recognition on their first attempt.
Are you ready for retirement?
Yes, it's so bittersweet because the bitter part is same reason why I took the job. I have such love for people at this organization, and not just nurses. I have developed some relationships and some partnerships across the organization that I'll have with me for the rest of my life. So those people know who they are. But the good part about it is I feel like I'm, even though it's post-COVID, I feel like I'm leaving on a good note. I feel like the organization's in good hands. Rachel Gilbert is taking over as the chief nursing officer. I've worked with her for years. I feel very comfortable and confident in her abilities to lead nursing. And the other best part is I get to be with my grandkids, who are my absolute. I tell everybody I love my daughters, I really do, but I adore my grandchildren. And those of you that are grandparents know what I'm talking about. And to have a 12-year-old who kind of travels all over playing baseball, and then two under the age of one, I want to help and I want to be their favorite Gigi.